offered Medicare.
Against these scurrilous comments and rumors that are floating around.
What
the Doug
did you
Steffen
do?
Good Day program. Listen radio versus talk radio. You're on Doug's turf. Turf means that this program is timely. It's useful. It's relevant. And it's fun. And you can have some fun if you go to gooddayshow.com and watch the stream. Hundreds of people.
Hey, Clay, I didn't make
there.
The stream today. I don't write.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. You left.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Aside,
I did.
You needed to step aside so that I had more viewers than you did. We ought to be on the same stream anyway, Clay. Why aren't we on the same stream?
We are. He takes the two individual streams and combines them so that you, when you go to Good Day Show, you see both of us there. But what happens is you create a stream, I create a stream, Clay takes them and merges
stream,
them.
I stream, we all stream for it.
So the fun that we're having behind the scenes is that individually, we have viewers, and then combined at the Good Day Show, we have viewers, and my viewership is always higher than Doug's.
No, it isn't always higher. It happened to be once.
No, it's pretty much always.
No, once.
How many viewers does Doug, let me see.
Never mind. All right, let's get back to Veterans Day, because somebody has now sort of floated this balloon. Let me go back to, just because some people are very sensitive about this, and they think I'm insensitive because of what I say about the people. And, you know,
so tell everybody what you said.
What happens? Just a minute, please. This is still my radio program.
They're confused.
Tell them, apparently, in due course, the question about Veterans Day and Armistice Day. We bring that to the service first. Veterans Day is aimed at honoring both those who have died in service, those who are in service currently. So we get to a discussion of, I use as an example, American Airlines, which has a very good policy, at least I think it's a good policy. I think I would support this. A lot of the folks that run American are ex-military, so they are prone to be very supportive of the military. And so what they have done is anybody who is in uniform that comes to the gate can sit in first class, excuse me, if they're first-class seats, but they can board with the first-class people, and they give them pretty good seats. They try to put them in good seats, and that's I'm all for that. Till Clay got me thinking about this. Clay says, "Oh, well, I can go down to the what do they call it, a costume store, and get a uniform, wear it, get on the plane, and sit in first class." And potentially, I suppose that would be something that would happen. I don't think that way, but I guess some people who are devious like Clay think that way.
Yeah, well, would they really screen to see whether it's an official uniform?
Yeah,
probably.
But
not.
Also, when you check in, don't you have to show your military ID?
If you're check in, but you're standing in line. You're not necessarily. You've already checked in. You could have checked in out front. They don't know what's going on.
You know what, Roberta?
Yeah.
Clay could get fake military ID too.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Make one.
Make him.
Right.
All right. So anyway.
Oh, good.
So then, from that discussion, we went on to the next piece of who I thought deserved to sit in the front of the plane versus who I didn't think deserved to sit in the front of the plane. And in my mind, the people who have been in active service, active duty, who have been stationed in Iraq or Afghanistan or maybe were in Vietnam, wherever they were, they actually saw action or they were there in support, is different. Those people who are in harm's way or on the ships, who are in the planes, who are actually involved in combat or combat support, and I needed to clarify that a little bit, because some people, and I suppose if you really want to get technical about it, everybody who's in the service is in combat support. And, okay, so you can split that hair with me as you want. But, come on, let's not kid each other. You know and I know that there are a lot of people who go into the military whose only job is to do something that's meaningless and superficial. And more importantly, not even that, they go into the service because they want the benefits. They want to be able to have you and me as taxpayers pay for their education. And, so, no, and I'm not saying everybody abuses it. I'm not even saying the majority of people who abuse it are, there are people who abuse it. That's what I'm saying. And there are people who are in uniform who don't really deserve the same kind of respect and regard. And this is my opinion. as the people who we would tout on a day like today. And you can disagree with me. You can take snide shots at me if you want to. But when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, you all know exactly what I'm talking about. And whether you think about it that way, you get so wrapped up in this fervent support the military stuff, which is kind of tragic that we have the need for these people to go out and have to kill other people or, you know, in ways of supporting our country. We argue about whether we ought to be in this war or that war. I'm sick of it all. I don't think there's any reason for us to be in Afghanistan, and there wasn't a whole lot of reason for staying in Iraq as long as we did. We had a good reason for being there at the beginning, and it wasn't weapons of mass destruction. It was get rid of Saddam and then keep the vacuum created by him from, you know, taking over the country. But we've spent so much money. It's over the top. It gets to be like it feeds itself. And we then get into these $700 billion military budgets. We got to protect the country. Give me a break.
You know, I mean,
protect the country for $700 billion. All we're doing is feeding the military-industrial complex.
And I don't think that's where people will, you know, disagree that there is waste, fraud, abuse, and that there is a sense of feeding the military-industrial complex. I'm with you there. I just want to make sure that I make it known, at least from somebody on this show, that we appreciate the work of all veterans.
That's a snide, sarcastic sweeper. Unnecessary. The floor sweeper doesn't need to be a military guy. The floor sweeper can be a civilian who doesn't have to be in the military and get the military benefits. Richie. There's no need for the guy to be a military person who sweeps the floor.
When he signed the papers and said, I enlist into the United States Army and the Marines.
The United States government didn't know whether he was going to be sweeping the floor or holding an M16. The government of the United States makes a mistake by putting that person in there in the first place. We made a mistake by putting the person in, by hiring somebody on to sweep the floor.
Okay.
That's not what the military ought to be doing. You and I can sweep the floor.
We can debate this all day long.
We can. And it's time now, at 13 past the hour, for us to think about something else.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old McGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, let's focus on something else that's happening today that is of interest and importance, the federal government proposing. This is a debate that will go on not only today, this week, this month. This is going to be a hot one.
Till the end of time.
For a while. The idea that the federal government has to put pictures of corpses, cancer patients dying of lung and cigarette smoking related diseases.
Oh, I love it.
Pictures of diseased lungs. Among the images that the Food and Drug Administration wants to put on a pack of cigarettes, every pack sold in the United States.
I'm so torn.
Whether smokers addicted will see them as a reason to quit, I suppose that would be the question, wouldn't it? 800-510-8255. You a smoker? What do you think of the ideas? The images are around today. You can find them online. Matter of fact, Clay, why don't you find us three or four different references to these very graphic cigarette warning labels.
They've been doing this for years in Europe.
Say again?
They've been doing this for years.
I think these
are
more explicit, Roberta.
They're worse in Europe.
Yeah, they smoke more in Europe than they do here.
Yeah, so maybe they don't work. So what is this just so much hooey?
I mean, 800-510-8255.
After all, smoking causes cancer and heart disease and strokes.
So can I ask the question then?
Yes, you can ask.
I am a bit, here's where I'm torn, Doug, and help me. Help me.
Where should I go with it?
I am not a fan of government intrusion. You know that. And
neither are you. Yep.
But for you, when it comes to smoking, you're
I'm
okay with the government taxing.
Yeah, I'm not objective at all.
Yeah, you don't intrude.
Admit to not being objective here.
I like education, and this is all education, whether it's the high fructose corn syrup, whether it's the whatever the other food.
So should we put these in a textbook and show them to kids in school at the age of five?
Well, they do that. I mean, my son came home with a flag or a little pin the other day that said, you know, I say no to drugs or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's in first grade. Mm-hmm. So they are doing that. But, you know, do they do it to high fructose corn syrup? Do they do it to, you know, sugar? Do they do it to all this other stuff where the government is stepping in and legislating our health for us, which I'm against.
There's nobody who likes the FDA less than me.
But I like the results. I like them saying, you know what, this stuff is bad for you.
Right.
But do we have to legislate it?
Well, this is beyond. This is where they make their rules. This is the rulemaking problem
that
we have with all these agencies. Like the FCC's only reason for being was to monitor signals from AM and FM transmitters to make sure they don't bump into each other. And now they're this multi-billion-jillion-dollar agency that gets into your face about stuff that's none of their concern. If it was ever tested in the Supreme Court. By the way, it always is, not to get off on a tangent, but the FCC, whenever they go to court over their obscenity, they always lose. Always lose.
Yes.
So in this circumstance, can the tobacco manufacturers sue the federal government and win? And will it be, I mean, they'd lose the battle of the PR no matter what. Because how do you try to make smoking look good? You run those Newport cigarette ads in the women's magazines to try to make it look like the next thing that happens after having a smoke is sex. It's usually the other way around. So I have never smoked in my life. I think it is a disgusting, horrible habit. It killed my mother at the age of 50, kills millions of Americans. I think every tobacco plant ought to be nuclear bombed. And that's how I feel. So
wow, that would be a little...
I know.
That would be the next step from taxing them a little bit more.
Yeah. And so there's no, I have no objectivity here whatsoever.
No, you don't.
And clear
to explain
that.
That's fine. I mean, it gets had a serious impact on your life.
The FDA has proposed 36 labels, and I want to get those and post them, Clay.
But
online.
Yeah.
What? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, cigarettes are going to kill my dad. That will be the death of him. And
I thought he stopped smoking.
Yeah, he still smokes a little bit just because he can't shake it.
Even after the lung cancer, after the aneurysms,
he still smokes. And you know,
my grandmother, too. She was on oxygen smoking.
Right. No, my dad is a smart enough guy to know that it's harmful to him. He knows it.
After the hour on Good Day.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
The Doug Stephan Good Day Show. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
The last thing I want to be remembered as is an annoying blabbermouth.
Check out all the cool stuff we don't have time to talk about on the show.
It's available to you right now in the Doug Club.
You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep a big trap shut.
So what are you waiting for? Log on now at DougStephan.com.
Come on, you smile on your brother.
Birthdays for November the 11th. If you're a veteran and your birthday's today, that'd be kind of cool. Really kind of a special day. Jesse Colin Young, or for those of you who don't know how to pronounce the name, Jesse Colin Young, is with the Young Bloods. Why are you laughing?
Colin?
Yeah, it's a colon. He's got a problem with his.
Yeah.
Jesse Colin Young. Real name, by the way, is Perry Miller, so we'll get through all of this if he just kept his own name, but it didn't work well with a guitar like that. So he's 66 today, born in the state in 1944, and this is their big song, The Young Bloods Get Together. This is right out of, right.
Vietnam, yeah.
Out of Vietnam, right out of Woodstock.
Protest song.
All right. It's a great protest song. Good song to be playing today. As I protest the way military people are treated by the medical community and the government. Okay, next up on the list is Vince Martell, real name Martelli. Vince Martell is a guitarist with Vanilla Fudge.
Wow. This is the one you thought I would like, Rich?
I thought it was Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Fudge.
This would be Vanilla Fudge.
You can have Vanilla Ice with Vanilla Fudge.
You can.
Vanilla Ice Cream is very good on Vanilla Fudge.
Yeah. It's like, Jennifer, you got to like this.
I love it.
That's also from that same era, by the way.
Yeah, actually, the next one is, too.
A little more electric. Happy birthday to that actress, Bebe Anderson, whose birthday is today, and a bunch of old cowboys in the 70s and 60s. Jonathan Winters' birthday is today.
Oh,
find some of his comments in comedy, will you please?
To
all those great movies.
Him and Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Who Robin Williams, Jonathan Winters is Robin Williams' hero.
Yeah.
To watch them go at it with each other is off the wall.
And they both have been relegated to time in psychiatric hospitals because people just think they're crazy.
Yeah, they are.
Well, yeah, but they're not really. They're different. That's the difference between being different and being crazy. You're crazy. I'm different.
Yeah, you're very different.
Jonathan Winters commercial for Hefty trash bags are classics.
Mm-hmm.
Classics, classics, classics. Okay, speaking of classics, it's Chris Dreja. Is that how you pronounce his name from the Yardbirds?
I think so.
I think you're right. 64. Today born this day, 1946. For your love, Roberta, I'm here.
I
for
know
your love,
you are, darling.
Because of your love. And there's another song that's great from the Yardbirds called I'm a Man, Yes I Am. Remember that song? Mm-hmm. I'm a Man, Yes I Am. Anybody remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. Good stuff. Let's see, who else can we celebrate today? Jim Patarek is keyboardist for Survivor. 60 years old today.
I get 100% on this on American Idol karaoke, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. He was one of the founders of the Ides of March, Rich. You remember that song, I'm Your Vehicle, Baby?
Yes.
This guy was the voice.
I love.
I'm Your Vehicle. See if you can find that.
No.
You can't find it? What? What do you mean?
Jim Patarek was the voice on...
Jim Patarek is the voice in the Ides of March. I'm Your Vehicle, Baby.
No way.
Oh, okay, so...
Not a chance.
I'm wrong. All right, Richie's right, I'm wrong.
No, that guy was more of a Teddy Pendergrass sounding like that.
Okay.
Ooh, now I do like this one, Rich.
Ronnie DeVoe from...
Belle Biv DeVoe. Yeah, yeah, you know. Yo, slick.
Where'd that come from?
This song.
Yeah, I guess it did. He was in the New Edition, too, wasn't he? Yes.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
Sure.
And Demetria Gonis' birthday is today. Do you know who she is?
No.
Demetria Gonis, also known a.k.a. as Demi Moore, having her birthday today. She is 48 today. Ooh.
So, yeah, no way, that's the same voice.
Yeah. Got it?
Yeah, cool.
All right. 28 after on Good Day.
Time for another travel tip. Here's travel expert Stephanie Abrams.
Is there such a thing as airplane etiquette? If there isn't, let's establish it now, and I'll give you some tips right after this.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
It's troublesome when you are on a plane with intentions of doing some work, reading a book, or maybe catching up on the sleep that you didn't get in preparation for your trip. And then you find that there's a couple behind you and a couple across the aisle, and those in the window seats are having a conversation across the entire plane. It can really be troubling. Think about your fellow passengers. If you really want to talk to somebody who's in a window seat and you're in a window seat, maybe you can swap out with the person in the aisle seat on both sides, be a little closer, and be able to still have your conversation while not disturbing everybody else in the plane. Gotta fly now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit KnockoutPainCream.com. That's KnockoutPainCream.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
I love being able to watch you.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. How's that email?
I don't have the same expression on my face as I did yesterday when I was sending something very intent out.
You were.
In fact.
I like your shirt, though. It's bright and cheery.
Yeah, yeah, bright and cheery. Yeah, yeah. I like that. Good day is bright and cheery. Why not? 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm on the farm. Nice sunny day. Most of the leaves are off the trees now. It's the 11th of November. By this time next week, pretty much they'll all have blown away, and we'll have 4 or 5 months of drizzle and dank and damp. And how does that make you feel? Pretty good, right? Hoo-ha!
Oh, yeah.
Clay Cohart is here. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. Would it make sense for your employer to be able to monitor or regulate your Facebook posts? That question has been asked often.
You're kidding me.
Regularly.
I think you have to separate those, don't you?
Separate what?
Well, there's a difference between
monitor regulate. Probably
I don't really
regulate.
Monitor my employees' Facebook pages. I see them because we're all connected.
Right.
But certainly, I would never even try to regulate them.
No, no.
What if they were saying like bad things about the company?
Then I would I would definitely have a talk with them.
Right. So what if they said bad things about you as a human being?
I would definitely have
a
talk
with them.
That
wouldn't be true because Richie's a nice man.
No, I mean, would you rather them say mean things about the company or you, Rich?
You know what? I think
he can take it. He's a man.
I think that I could.
Uh-huh.
I would hope
you never
that
know
I
you're putting that.
And I would hope that if somebody has a problem with me, that they could come to me and not talk about me behind my back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rich, can we talk?
Yeah, absolutely, Clay. Yeah.
Off the air, please.
Yeah. The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com.
Besides, I'm weeding out all of the people that would talk bad about me.
The most ungrateful children in America. Parents on this video surprising their children with a trip to Disneyland. The reaction is not exactly what the parents had hoped for. As a matter of fact, Richie, there's some audio with this. That the both the audio and the video at DougSteffen.com, the video of the day. Box, the audio that was caught on tape is this is a lesson to parents. And when you do too much for your children, this is what happens. Your children get spoiled. I was reading a story about how spoiled Tom Cruise's daughter, Suri, is. She's apparently an absolute pain every place she goes, wherever she is, wherever they're around. Everybody wants nothing to do with her because she's such a pain. We all have known children like this.
Does that shock you?
In our lives. Well, I'd like to think this. Why not have some common sense in rearing your children, whether you're a star or you're somebody that everybody knows?
Okay, so here's the
audio.
Apparently they're getting ready to get the news.
But I have a secret. You gotta go in the bathroom and put these on. Because we're going to Disney, baby.
I want to go to Big House.
See, I told you.
We're going to Disney World. We're almost there.
Are you kidding me right now?
He said I wanted to go to Dick's house.
What a great response. Well, we're in North Carolina right now. That's why we've been driving all night, because we're in North Carolina. We're going to Disney World. Surprise.
Surprise. What's with the kid's haircut?
I know.
Well, Kim, what do you think?
Who's Dick, I want to know?
That'd be great.
Uncle Dick's house.
You don't even want to go?
Smart kid.
I'm going to Dick's house for all the time.
Do you know?
The oldest son is just like sitting there going, yeah, whatever. Like,
that's what they should use in sex education as a reason to use protection.
Right. I said, get in the car, we're going home.
Right.
And I'm leaving you behind.
Yeah, but...
That's
how
funny.
Do you have children like that? Richie, I don't want your children to turn out like that.
My kids want to go to Disney. That's, yeah. My daughter is all into the Disney
really?
Thing now. Oh, yeah. So we might have to plan a trip.
The other video of the day at DougStephan.com is a very engaging video about a concept. Apparently, there is a design group that has built some chairs that run on what amounts to magnetic electric power. So you go into the library, and you have a magnetic identity that you put on the seat, and it will then follow, the seat will follow the magnetic identity that you have. So if you want to go in the library to
pick
out a book.
The identity in my seat is magnetic, Dougie.
Yeah, I understand. Yes.
But, it just attracts men, right?
So you see this video, and this is something you really have to conceptualize. You go to gooddayshow.com and click on the second video today, and it'll be in there. We have our archives. The videos last, they never go away, right? Clay, they're always, do we have them for a couple months, or do they stay in there forever?
They're supposed to stay in there forever, but it seems like they've been staying there for a couple months and then disappearing.
Okay, well, then that's time enough for everybody to check them out.
So basically, you walk through the library, and your chair that you can sit on
follows you
around.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of freaky.
That's cool. I'd like that at the salad bar at Sizzler. Ooh, broccoli, I need a break.
Very cute. Hello, and a tip of the hat to Rudy Feisel, who is one of the...
Hi, Rudy.
Hey, Rudy. Everybody say hi to Rudy.
Hey, Rudy.
Rudy is one of the professional salespeople that works for BAS Broadcasting.
That's his title. His title says professional.
Professional.
That means that he's smart.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think we should be radio professionals.
An American Idol.
I should have put that on my card when I was single.
I know.
Radio
professional?
Professional?
I'm
man professional.
I'm a professional.
Rich McFadden, professional.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right, Sonia, Rudy, hello. Shout out to you. The question of decision-making, always one of my favorite sort of ethical, moral romps into Never Never Land, asking about your reasoning, how it is that you make good decisions. And the reason I bring it up now is because I'm thinking of that video that the audio from the video of the children, and how it is that that these children are so, is it rude, poorly responsive?
Mm-hmm.
If you go out of your way to do something that is good for your children, does it bother you if they don't really think it's good? And if they don't think it's good, is there something lacking in the way that you have brought them around to understanding what's important? And not that it's earth-shaking, that a trip to Disney World is earth-shaking, But children who don't show appreciation.
Yes, it is. Earth shaking.
Well,
if you're a kid, if you're me, I would like to go.
Okay, but it isn't about liking. It's about if your parents go. I don't know how to do this. I don't even know how I did it with my children. I know that my children respect most things that are done in their name. Not always.
It's kind of like when you're a little kid. I don't know if you guys ever had your mom talk to you about this, but my mom did. When you're a little kid and you're opening up your Christmas gifts or your birthday gifts or whatever, and you get something that's a total clunker, like from Aunt Martha or something, you can't say that it's a clunker. You have to pretend you like it. How do you impart that to your kids without endorsing lying?
Oh,
boy.
My son, my mom went out. We got my son a bike last year, and my mom went out and bought him, you know, the helmet and the water bottle and all the accessories. Spent a couple hundred dollars just in accessories for the bike, right? And he proceeded to sit there and go, "I like this, this, and this. The rest, not so much."
Aww.
And I was like, "Sean."
But you know what I always told Victoria? I said, "Always be nice."
Yeah, and that's what you know.
That's
but when
just always
when
be nice.
And five,
it's the thought
it's
that counts.
It's hard. And
why is it hard? Why?
It's hard.
Why?
They
don't understand.
Nice.
They're honest.
Why don't they?
The kids are brutally honest, Doug.
Well, that may be.
I don't
be.
Know whether you remember that or not, but kids are brutally honest.
I believe that honesty is the best policy.
And that's,
being brutal,
that's what you get.
Well.
But they don't think that they're being brutal.
Is there? No, I know they're not. Is there a way around it, or is that the way it ought to be? I guess that's the other
You need to teach them to
question.
Be aware of the person's feelings that are going out
be
of their
nice.
Way to give you something.
When it comes to gifts, you have to realize someone that went out of their way to buy you something, whether you like it or not, that's what you have to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important if you tell your kids that, because that actually builds respect for people down the road. With you know.
Well, then there's the argument about what's false respect. Or do you say thank you for something if you're really being untrue to yourself? Somebody gives you something, as an adult, somebody gives you something, you say, "Oh, gee, thank you." You don't have to like it. You can re-gift it. You can just be pleasant.
Right, then you write their name on it
to jerk.
Make sure you don't re-gift it back to them.
Right, exactly. Huh. But you know what I'm saying. And there's a way, and yes, children are brutally honest, but it seems to me, I don't know whether it was just out of fear. I don't know that I'm thinking back to when I was a child at that age and whether I embarrassed my parents, and I guess I probably did on any number of occasions. I don't know that I remember exactly why.
Did I ever tell you the story of I thought my dad was going to kill me?
No. Well, I don't know. Maybe you did. What's the story?
There were two. You know, growing up, a radio brat, my dad had a radio station or has one. And so two occasions where that worked against me. The first is he had me doing a live commercial for a fast food chain. For a hamburger.
Live on the air. You don't
live
have to
on the air.
That's his first mistake.
And so he goes, "Now, Jen, take a bite and tell me what you think."
He went, "Bleh."
And I said, "That's awful. That's the worst hamburger I've ever had." That didn't go over very well.
There we go.
Second
Perfect.
One was we had to see a play at the Pantages Theater in Los Angeles, and he got me screen time to do, you know how they do the live audience reaction?
Mm.
Yeah, and I told him I fell asleep during it, which I had.
Perfect. All right. Well, maybe you get the drift of my message here. The question and how to solve it is up to you. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Find your magic at Macy's Veterans Day sale. Take 25 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or WOW savings pack. Coats and boots for her, 40% off. Baby and infant outfits and basics, 40% off. Men's designer sports shirts, sweaters, and more, 50% off. All pillows, buy one, get one free. Macy's Veterans Day sale. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $9 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe this.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
1-800-MEDICARE? Why would you want to do that? We have the opportunity for you to be a star. Did you know that? You could be just like Roberta when you grow up, or just like Jennifer.
Oh, boy.
Just like Richie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could be like Clay. Clay wants to be, and so he's working on it. And what he's given is an opportunity to other folks like him who might be fans of the program. He was a fan of the show before he even went on the air. Right, Clay? You knew that this was the place you wanted to go. You wanted to be with us more than you wanted to do anything else in the entire world.
I actually would listen to you guys every day and then cry after each show.
Because you couldn't be a part of it.
It's funny exactly. We do that now.
Yeah, we do. All right, so anyway, if you would like to be interviewed on Fridays, we try to bring you a listener of the week. I don't know how many we've had all together. We've done a dozen or so of these over the last few months. So if you're a fan of ours, you've gone to Facebook. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/Good Day Show. And right on our wall, I've been experiencing that because I'm now much more involved in Facebook myself. I'm seeing people write things on the wall. And if you've written something there and Clay has been attracted to it, he'll call you up and he'll say, hey, how'd you like to be interviewed? We'd like to learn more about you as a fan of the program on Facebook. So if you feel so inclined, yeah, you can help yourself to that. There are a lot of people who think, and this is basically, look at the poll today, that people who are in my position, or if you will, collectively our position, ought not to have their own Facebook page. Roberta has decided to opt on that. You have no Facebook page, right?
Nope.
For any reason.
Not right now.
I'm a dummy. Yeah. I have one.
Roberta doesn't have one. Jennifer does have one.
Yeah,
Richie has one.
People.
And so has there been a moment when you were ever worried about losing your privacy or anything that would be going on that you wish or hope somebody, after they read it or thought, oh, my God, can you imagine that woman's on the radio?
Yeah. Well, see, because I have two jobs, and not a lot of people know that I'm on the radio in my other job. But, you know, they're just going to have to get over it, I guess.
The other people at the office don't know you're on this program?
Well, people in my office do, but my clients, like the people at the cable companies, they don't know that I'm on the air.
Right. The funny thing is when your worlds collide.
Uh-huh. It is weird.
Like your family, your friends on the air, and then your business. You know, it's just everything.
Well, it's too much. That's part of the debate.
High school friends. I mean, it just all comes together.
Yeah. It is. That's part of the discussion and part of the debate, frankly. It's a hard, very, very fine line. And so if nothing else comes out of our conversation in and out all day long, as you know, most of you who listen to us with regularity, we usually have three or four threads, maybe four or five items a day that we are in and out of more than once, and this was one of them today, this whole Facebook thing with the woman who was the driver of the ambulance getting fired because she said some things about her boss on her Facebook page, and he didn't like it, the company fired her. So as a word to the wise, perhaps that's sufficient there. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Edible egg.
A day to honor the men and women who protect our freedom, past and present. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Veterans Day being marked by ceremonies, observances, and parades across the country today. This holiday was originally known as Armistice Day, created by President Woodrow Wilson in 1919. Congress officially changed it to Veterans Day in 1954. Later on today, there will be the annual wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. Vice President Joe Biden to preside. Many communities held ceremonies in honor of our veterans this past weekend. In Nebraska, in the Papillon La Vista School District, local military families received special recognition, and that included the family of Army First Lieutenant Mark Noziska, who was killed in Afghanistan back in August. His parents were part of that ceremony.
The grief is hard, but to realize that he touched so many lives is just unreal.
Lieutenant Noziska's brother, Troy, says he's very grateful for all the support given to his family.
Every time I see all the support, I just get goosebumps. It just makes me think, wow, you know, he touched a lot of lives.
As we mentioned at the top, there will be events held across the country today to honor soldiers, sailors, airmen and airwomen, Marines, and members of the Coast Guard, and that includes the annual Veterans Day Parade in New York City. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. It's our Veterans Day sale. For 3 days only through November 13th, save an extra $50 on our best-selling Bridgestone tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
On Wall Street, stocks
stocks bounced up and down yesterday before posting gains for the day. The Dow wound up with a 10-point gain up to 11,357. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Crude oil prices increased again, another $1.09 a barrel to $87.81. That Carnival Cruise Line ship, the Splendor, stalled by an engine room fire, is expected to be towed into San Diego sometime later today. Carnival Cruise Line's president and CEO, Gerald Cahill, said that when the fire erupted this past Monday, there was only one priority.
Our number one focus has been on the safety of our guests and crew.
As for what Carnival plans to do for the 3,300 passengers who have had to endure this nightmare,
all the guests who are sailing on this voyage will be receiving a full refund of their cruise costs along with reimbursement for transportation costs as well as a complimentary free cruise in the future.
Cahill said the crew has worked hard to keep passengers' minds off of what was happening by providing plenty of shipboard entertainment. It's that time of year. The tree that stands as the symbol of the holiday season in New York City will be cut down in Putnam County, New York today. The 74-foot-tall Norway spruce comes from the home of Peter and Stephanie Acton. Peter Acton, a member of the New York City Fire Department. The tree, 75 years old, it'll be placed on a flatbed truck and taken to Rockefeller Center, where it will be hoisted into place. After that, some 30,000 lights on 5 miles of wire will be added. The annual tree lighting ceremony takes place November 30th. That's less than 3 weeks away. Closing notes, the biggest stars in country music in Nashville last night for the 44th annual CMA Awards. An emotional Brad Paisley accepted the award for Entertainer of the Year.
It sounds like a cliche when you say thanks to the fans, but the great thing about country fans is when you say fans, I don't even mean mine. You guys are loyal to everyone in this room.
And trying to take a guess who's singing here.
I'm country star.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow performing the title track of her upcoming film, Country Strong. And finally, the Queen of England has joined Facebook. True, the 84-year-old British monarch's page is up and running. And although you can't personally friend her, you can click on the word like for her page, as tens of thousands have already done. I wonder if the Queen will use Facebook the way so many of us do and offer status updates each time she eats a crumpet or sits on her throne. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.